do our silverware drawer when we live together? What did our silverware drawer look like?
I have no idea because I only had plastic.
Oh, that's right. You had plastic and I just... Did I even have a silverware...
Yeah, you did. And
folder
you,
thing?
Yeah, you had a little spacer thing, I think.
Oh, I did? Okay.
Yeah, that you would put things in. But I never used real actual forks or anything.
Right. You had one
plastic.
Fork.
I had one fork, but most of the time it was plastic forks and plastic spoons because
right.
I hated doing dishes.
Right. Well, people are arguing now over how you should keep your silverware in your silverware drawer.
Mm-hmm.
That they're saying that you should keep it in the same way that you set a table, that forks should go first, then spoons, then knives. And so when I first moved into this apartment with my boyfriend, we have this one big giant drawer in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for everything. We literally have one drawer in the kitchen. So we put the spacer thing in there. And every day when we did dishes, and he would like sit there and he would like do the little spoons, do the big spoons, do the little forks and the big forks and forks and the knives. And he had it all lined up nicely. I don't have patience for that. And I always end up being the one to empty the dishwasher. So I take that thing that has the silverware in it and I just dump it. And everything just ends up like things aren't even facing the same way. You got to dig through to find like, oh, is there a small fork in here somewhere?
That says a lot about you.
That's how I do it now.
That's your life. Your life is that drawer.
It's a junk drawer. Right. It's true. It's like everything's a junk drawer in my life.
And everything can hurt you. Everything can hurt you and cause you to bleed. It's all chaos. That is your life right there.
Yep.
It's going to make me bleed. It's going to give me hepatitis. And it's all craziness.
Well, that was one of the big issues that he and I would have all the time, you know, on how we were going to do our drawer. And he would go crazy. He'd be like, this gives me so much anxiety, because he's like a little bit OCD. Like, he likes things very neat. I'm like, look, you know, have at it. Like, if you wanted to face a certain way. So I'd hear him at night, because he would like, it's silverware's loud. I'd hear him at night, like, facing everything the correct way, putting all the forks together, all the knives. And finally, I ended up winning that battle because he stopped doing it and I refused to do it. I literally, like, he will hear me dumping, like, there's a very specific noise when you take that plastic and you
just
dump it in a
lazy
drawer.
There's nothing about that but laziness.
It's not lazy. I just don't see any point in organizing
anything.
Forks, knives, and you're gonna reach in and grab it. What the heck is it? Why do you have to have it in a specific place?
No, I now have small forks, big forks, small spoons, then big spoons, than knives, than really, really, really sharp knives.
So no more plastic?
No. No, because I'll do dishes now. I just didn't want to do dishes before. I have it spread out like that. Anything else, that's just craziness. That's chaos. That's how you get your fingers poked and blood and all that, is because you're putting your hand in. No, that's not good. You can't do that.
I don't
that.
Stick my hand in and close my eyes and go, well, let's see, you know, I have a fork.
But now you got to dig through.
Damn.
You got to.
Sharp knife.
No, when you want a fork, you got to dig through and find the right fork. No, it's
that's
not
right.
good.
Just dig through.
Don't you have a favorite fork?
No. No, I have specific things I do specific things with. Like, I there's a certain spoon. I like to have a big spoon for rice and for cereal.
Mm.
But then I use a little fork for tuna fish, and I use a big fork for salad. So I just have to dig in, find a little fork. It depends on what I'm eating, you know? I use a small spoon to stir my coffee and a big spoon for the cereal. He gets mad because I go away for a couple of days with my mother, and... You know, it takes them like 3 or 4 days to do one load of dishes. For me, one meal and the dishes are up to here on the sink. So he's given up on me when it comes to stuff like that. I won that battle.
Lion King Kitty says, I'm with Anthony. Thank you. And that Cooper, that's anarchy. What is the hotel in Manhattan that's really, really, really fancy where all the kings stay at and all that?
The Plaza?
No.
The Waldorf?
Yeah, that one. There's one of those in Orlando.
A Waldorf?
Yeah. So I stayed there one time, and when they Yeah, go figure. It was when I, the radio station.
What were you doing at the Waldorf?
The radio station thing. Remember when they used to put us up and then we'd have to talk about it on
the air? You could talk about it on the air, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So we could go for free. I wouldn't stay there if I didn't have that. Right. It was a Disney trip. But they brought out forks, and it was real silver, thick, heavy forks.
Wow.
And I'm not saying that you couldn't go downstairs right now and open up my drawer and find a couple of those. Because, yes, I did. I took a couple. And that's my favorite fork. I mean, that's a big, thick, that's a real fork. You don't get mm-hmm. real forks making what I make for a job. No, you got to go somewhere and steal real forks.
You got to melt that down and sell it. Silver's worth a fortune right now.
Oh, the fork's even stamped. I mean, come on.
Wow. That's impressive.
I'm not taking that. Come on. I would have talked to Salt Shaker if I could have.
I dated a guy like that. He used to steal spoons, but not even just expensive spoons. Just wherever we went, whether it was a restaurant or a hotel or somebody else's house, we went to a wedding. He stole spoons from the wedding. I'm like, why do you need so many spoons? And why do you need so many non-matching? It was like he was a very specific kleptomaniac. He wasn't like a normal klepto. Mm-hmm. He was only a spoon klepto.
No, I just really like this fork.
When I broke up with him, I was like, take your spoons and get out.
He was going to take them anyway.
That's good. I didn't want them.
He was halfway out the door going through your drawer. I'm digging this. No, if you find a good one, you got to take it.
But from a wedding, that's so weird. Like my friend even said to me, she's like, someone was stealing silverware from my wedding. I'm like, oh, you're kidding. Who would do such a thing?
Don't come to my house for coffee.